presuppositions. If you hear this pattern, if somebody uses this pattern in their language, if they say, if my husband knew how much I suffered, he wouldn't do that. There's a presupposition inherent in that. There's many presuppositions. First presupposition, I suffer. Second presupposition, my husband acts in some way. Third presupposition, my husband doesn't know that I suffer. The major presupposition in that sentence is, if my husband knew how much I suffered, he wouldn't do that. The major presupposition is a presupposition of, so there's a cause and effect in there. If my husband knew how much I suffered, he wouldn't do that. There's a hidden cause and effect in there. So she's actually saying that what he's doing causes her to suffer. So you could say, how do you choose to suffer? Another way to respond to that is, how do you know he doesn't know? Or how do you know he wouldn't do that if he knew how much you suffered? Okay, so that's the first category. Let's move on to the next one. Universal quantifiers. We talked about this before. All, every, never, everyone, no one, etc. Somebody says, she never listens to me. What you want to do on this one is you can actually exaggerate it. So if somebody says, she never listens to me, you could say, never. Never listens to you at all, never once. So you could exaggerate it that way. Or another response would be, what would happen if she did? So she never listens to me. What would happen if she did? I like the never. So you'd say never. She's never listened to you. Okay, you want to break that exaggeration because it's a universal quantifier. If somebody says,
nobody likes me, your response is nobody. There's not one person who likes you.
Because what they're doing, what the person who says this is generalizing something, and the generalization is most likely not true. Next one, modal operators of necessity. If somebody says, I have to take care of her, or I should do this, I should go to school, I should take care of my family, I've got to go there every day. What you can do with this is you can ask the question, what would happen if you didn't? Or what would happen if you did? All right? So somebody says, I have to take care of her, and you say, what would happen if you didn't? What that does is it gets their thoughts thinking in a new way. It widens and enriches their map. Because in their model of the world, they have to take care of her. There's no two ways about it. So asking the question, what would happen if you didn't, gives them the opportunity to enrich and widen their model of the world and expand their model of the world. Next one, modal operators of possibility. If they say can, can't, will, won't, may, possible, impossible, I can't tell him the truth, you could say the same thing. What would happen if you did? You could also ask what prevents you from telling him the truth. But I like the question, what would happen if you did? I can't tell him the truth. I can't do that. I could never succeed at that. What would happen if you did? All of these questions are excellent questions for coaching yourself or for others. Next one is nominalizations. Nominalizations are process words that have been frozen in time, making them nouns. There's no communication here. So somebody says there's no communication in this company. The response is, who's not communicating what to whom? Or how would you like to communicate? Somebody says, my relationship is terrible. You say, what's terrible about the way you're relating? So what you're going to do is you're going to take that process word that they've frozen in time, a communication or relationship, and you're going to turn that back into a verb. So what specifically, how specifically are you communicating, and how would you like to communicate better? Or in a relationship, my relationship is bad. What specifically is bad about how you're relating? So you want to change that back into an action, back into a verb. Next one, unspecified verb. He rejected me. On unspecified verbs, you simply want to retrieve the information that's missing. So you could ask the question, how specifically? Or who specifically? Who specifically rejected you? Or how specifically did he reject you? That's just retrieval of information. Next one, simple deletions. I'm uncomfortable. You're going to be looking to retrieve information there too. About whom or what? What specifically are you uncomfortable about? Who specifically are you uncomfortable about? He never listens to me. Who specifically doesn't listen to you? Or you could challenge the never. You could exaggerate never. Lack of referential index. Fails to specify a person or thing. They don't listen to me. Okay, there's this one. They don't listen to me. Who specifically doesn't listen to you? You're retrieving information. The final one is comparative deletions. As in good, better, best, worst, more, less, most, least. She's a better person. She's the best. And the question you ask is better than whom? Or best compared to who?
I had somebody come up to me one time and say, your training's expensive. I said, expensive compared to what? And they had to stop and think about it for a second, because the word expensive is a comparative deletion as well. Now, I knew that they were experiencing a certain problem in their life, and I also knew that the answer to that problem, the solution, was contained within the training. So I said, is it expensive compared to the price of the problem? Think about how much that problem's cost you in your life and how much it's going to continue to cost you unless you do something about it. So this person ended up seeing the logic of my argument and ended up enrolling in the training, and sure enough, they found the solution to their problem as well. So that's how you deal with a comparative deletion.
So as you begin to utilize these patterns, you can really enrich in people's models of the world, and these, once again, are another tool for making you a master communicator, for developing your communication mastery. Your exercise today is to go out there and utilize the meta model patterns. You can look over the sheet of meta model patterns and find places that you can use them throughout the day. Notice the Milton model patterns that people use in their language, and either utilize the responses from the meta model or think about how you would respond if you actually did respond, and keep it to yourself inside your mind. Okay, have fun with the meta model, and until we talk again, remember, if a thing is humanly possible, consider it to be within your reach.